We are going back to the synagogue this Shabbat after our second closing of the synagogue since the corona outbreak. We're having services for the first time since October. Our return to synagogue services coincides with Parashat Vayikra. And the first thing we will read on Shabbat morning from the Torah is Vayikra el Moshe vayedaber Adonai elav me'ol moed lemor daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta alehem adam ki akriv mikem korban l'Adonai. The Lord called to Moshe and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, speak to the Israelite people and say to them, when any of you presents an offering of cattle to the Lord. My name is Michael Cohen. I'm the rabbi for the Jewish communities Bern and Biel in Switzerland. And this Shabbat, we're going back to the synagogue for the first time since October. And this is my Shabbat drasha. The parasha starts with God calling out to the people through Moshe. He calls on the people to bring offerings to God, korbanot in Hebrew. It says, when any of you presents an offering to God, while the individual decides whether to offer a sacrifice, the Torah sets forth the details of how each sacrifice is to be prepared. Just as the individual makes the very decision to offer the sacrifice to express his relationship to God, so does he choose the specific offering that most accurately captures his precise feelings. The Torah neither demands that one bring these sacrifices, nor does it express a preference for one over the other. Our parasha merely details the procedure for bringing each of the different types of offerings. God is calling on the people to bring an offering of their choosing, a sacrifice that would enable them to draw close to God. The Hebrew word for offering, korban, comes from a root that means to come near or to approach. The purpose of the korban is not simply to obtain forgiveness from sin, but rather to draw closer to God. Much like prayer, korban focuses the worshipper's mind and heart on God, drawing him in to express her love and gratitude. Prayer, as an extension of the offering service, is therefore also a way for us to draw close to God. It is therefore a perfect Shabbat to go back to the synagogue. The first sentences of the Torah reading this Shabbat will relate to us God's desire and calling for us to approach Him and draw near to Him. It sounds easy enough. Pray and get close to Hashem. The trouble is that the benefit of prayer and the closeness to God that we can reach is often predicated on our focus during prayer. Are we able to concentrate while engaging in prayer? Am I praying with intent? Talmud Yerushalmi tells us about three rabbis that struggled during prayer. Rabbi Chiya said, I never concentrated during prayer all my days. Once I tried to concentrate, and then I began to wonder about who will meet the king first, a Persian high official or the head of the Jewish community in Persia. Shmuel said, I count birds during prayer. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya said, I count the layers of stones in the wall while praying. None of these distinguished Jewish leaders seem to have been free from the paradox of Jewish prayer. We should pray with intent, and if you do not have intent, pray anyway. Is there any way we can solve this tension? One challenge is the lack of prayer competence. We do not always know all the melodies. Our Hebrew reading might not be up to speed, and the time we have is limited. The parasha this week tells us that we need to bring an offering according to our abilities, whether it is a fine animal, a smaller one, flower, or incense. I would like to tell you a Hasidic story I enjoy about the possibilities of praying with fewer means than others. The story is told that once the Baal Shem Tov, the great Hasidic teacher, was leading a prayer service. Within the congregation, there was a simple shepherd boy who could barely read. He didn't know any of the prayers. But as the Baal Shem Tov led the community, the boy was so moved that he wanted to pray as well. Instead of the words of the prayers, he began to recite the letters of the Aleph Bet. He said, God, I don't know the words of the prayers, I only know all these letters. Please, God, take these letters and arrange them into the right order. to make the right words. The Baal Shem Tov heard the boy's words and stopped all the prayers. Because of the simple words of this boy, he said, all of our prayers will be heard in the highest reaches of heaven. The second challenge that hinders many of us from feeling content with our prayers is our expectation from prayer. There often exists an expectation that spirituality will commence when we begin to pray. The Talmud shows us that this is not the case, not even for the best of us. The loftiest goals will not always materialize, but the memorable spiritual moments do not come without practice. A story about the late Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin highlights the need to pray for the sake of practice. Menachem Begin was once holding a meeting in his house, and a religious cabinet member excused himself and tucked into a corner to whisper a speedy mincha. What's the point? Begin asked him. Do you really think a tefillah like that accomplishes anything? No, replied the cabinet minister. But at least I'm trying. If I keep doing that 3 times a day, eventually I'll make some sort of connection. But if you never even go through the motions. Menachem Begin was unimpressed by a quick, emotionless, habitual prayer. The response is on point, though. Habitual prayer lays the groundwork for meaningful prayer. I would like to end my drasha with this idea. In the words of a TED talk I saw this week about moving forward, try doing one better than nothing behavior and see how it goes. Your goal is repetition, not a high achievement. Let yourself be mediocre at whatever you are trying to do, but be mediocre every day. Take only one step, but take that step every day. Shabbat Shalom.